Welcome to Game Week, baby! The Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition Game Week! The first game week of the 2021 campaign, Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast Daily. All about Kansas State Athletics. For those of you here in Manhattan, Kansas, or a K-State fan or an alumni, welcome to the football season. Man, it's been a long time coming. Man, I am fired up and ready for some football. Obviously, that kicked off this over the weekend with some Big Ten action and some also some black colleges also were in action as well. So definitely looking forward to a lot to come on the Pearl Project Podcast, folks. We're gonna have so much content, and for those of you looking for that weekly edition, oh yeah, you guys are gonna get a lot of it Thursday, Friday, and of course the post game. We will record it on Saturday night, and we'll have it into your hands Sunday morning at some point as well. So definitely, it's going to be a long, long week, but a good one as well. I got a busy week ahead as well. Got high school football around here Friday night. Of course, K-State, wake up, K-State kicks off 11 a.m. FS1. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. But Kansas State Nation, we made it to the last week of August, and we're going to be entering into September here on Wednesday. So excited, and you guys should be too. Obviously, I'm not going to make a trip down there to Dallas. For those of you that can, y'all better represent Purple Nation. That's why the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Okay, a lot more on that to come, but on this, the rest of the way, Kansas State soccer pulls out a goal late in the game, obviously. And before I finish off this daily, we have to be thinking about all the people affected by the Hurricane Ida that hit over the weekend down in New Orleans, down in Louisiana area, including New Orleans as well. Oh, poor New Orleans just getting hit. And I know, I should know by living down there, not in Louisiana, but in the state of Florida for numerous years, you can't escape them hurricanes, especially they hit Category 4 or 5. And, I mean, lucky enough for us, the hardest one probably was 3 while I was living down there. But, nothing can describe, you know, being a part of that. So definitely, we need to be thinking about those people, everybody who's affected by that, by the hurricane, now tropical storm, whatever. So the pictures did not look good whatsoever. And please keep, obviously, the whole state of Louisiana, not just New Orleans, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, all those that involved there infected, were affected. I should correct my language on that note as well. But Kansas State soccer, weird transition. K-State late goal by Ada Anderson, and Anderson was the one that iced the game in one of the preseason games. No score throughout this game against Northern Alabama. This match was played in Clarksville, Tennessee. On the 24th shot of the match, Anderson knocks it down, and K-State 3 in a row, 1-0 yesterday over North Alabama on the Morrison Brothers soccer field on the campus of Austin Peay, which K-State beat the night prior to that as well. Oh man, and Mike DeBenis said, quote, "We've never been able to do what we've done this weekend." If they needed to be more competitive, they needed to take the next step forward. And Mike DeBenis got to be loving what he's seeing. And this was a little preview that what we saw in the preseason. K-State pulling out match-winning goals just like this. It was in the lower 90s yesterday. K-State really kind of took control of this match in the second half, even though they did not, nobody scored a goal, but K-State really ramped up the pressure, really ramped up the offense a little bit, outshot poor Northern Tennessee, not Northern Tennessee, Northern Alabama, 17-2 in this game. K-State pulling the 3-1. And like I just said, Anderson is no stranger to late goals. Again, I just mentioned the preseason game. She did it against South Dakota State back in August 12th there to pull it out there as well. And then, of course, another underclassman here, Peyton Pearson, made her second start for the Wildcats as well. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma as well. So, wow. K-State Soccer, you guys, this is why I wanted to do, try to follow all K-State sports as much as possible. And that's why during the pandemic, when it started last year, I wanted to come up with this. I've said this, and I know you guys are probably tired of me saying that, but this is why. I mean, all attention is obviously going to be on Stanford this week, throughout the week, really. But K-State Soccer, coming off the volleyball loss over this weekend, this past weekend, 3-1, big victory. Not 2-1-0, I should say. 3-1 is Mike DeBeanie's club right now. Obviously, K-State will be traveling to Fort Collins, Colorado. They're going to be taking on Colorado State, their next match this upcoming weekend. This will be on Sunday, and this will be aired online on the Mountain West Network. K-State will be heading up to CO with a ton of momentum, 3-1 going up there. So Mike DeBeanie definitely has to be happy and proud of this. Gals are doing very well right now, especially in late game situation. So K-State Soccer once again pulling out. This is the second time in the last three games that they won 1-0. Of course, they won 1-0 against Omaha a couple of weeks ago with Wetchel's goal, early goal, and now you have this late in the game against Northern Alabama. So these girls know how to play well in tight games, you know, and that's a good sign to see. Really quick, back to football here. Obviously, K-State is going to be chomping at the bit. Obviously, a lot more coverage this week on the Purple Project podcast, obviously. So K-State come off a 4-6 record after losing really 5 straight to end the year. Stanford, obviously, playing all conference play, coming out of the Pac-12, 4-2 last year's record. So much to dive into. We talked about them early this summer, and we're gonna deeper dive at the end of the week about this matchup, of course. So stay locked in. If you're not subscribed to the Purple Project podcast, please subscribe, download the Purple Project Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Spotify, do that, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, and a couple more outlets as well. Football season kicks off Saturday, 11 a.m. on FS1 against Stanford. The All-State Kickoff Classic, Eddie Greer III. Let's leave it right there for now, folks. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Purple Project Podcast. K-State Soccer, 3 in a row. Win over Northern Alabama. K-State prepares their final preparations against Stanford in football. Eddie Greer signing out. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!